Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, February 9th, 2016. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
One of the four accused in the bombing at President Robert Mugabe's dairy farm to serve jail time for the crime.
Obviously, we are in pain about it, but we've seen that the judgment is considered his plight as well. I think he showed a lot of contrition.
Politburo meeting tomorrow promises to be a spectacle as alleged factions plan mass demonstrations.
If your question is, are we going to block them? We are currently consulting because, you see, they are trying to use a strategy whereby they are going to cause our women fight war veterans.
The family of missing activist Itai Dzamara continues to pine for him while remaining hopeful of his return 11 months after his disappearance.
My children are asking a lot of questions about their father every day. They ask about their father and it really pains me.
For these stories and much more, stay tuned.
Opposition leader Owen Kuchata of the Zimbabwe People's Front was today slapped with two separate sentences after pleading guilty to attempting to bomb the First Family's Alpha and Omega dairy farm in Mazowe and money laundering. Iwin Chifera has more details from Harare.
Harare magistrate Hosea Mujaya convicted Kuchata on his own guilt plea and sentenced him to 9 years on the first account of terrorism, but suspended 1 year of the sentence on condition he does not commit a similar offence in 5 years on the second count of money laundering arising from the money raised for buying equipment to make petrol bombs. Mujaya sentenced Kuchata to 2 years, with 1 year of the sentence set to run concurrently with the sentence for count one, while terrorism could carry maximum life sentence and the money laundering maximum 35 years. The magistrate said Kuchata was a first offender and had shown contrition by asking for forgiveness. Kuchata earlier told the court he did not want to remove President Robert Mugabe from power, but simply wanted to bomb the farm so that the president could feel the pain Zimbabweans are experiencing as a result of house demolitions in Harare. But Magistrate Mujaya said Kuchata's method of communication was wrong and there were better ways of communicating with political opponents. He said the method Kuchata wanted to use could be expected in countries like Afghanistan. Kuchata's wife, Joylene, said though the sentence was tough, the family was unlikely to appeal against the ruling and sentence. Another family relative, Cosmos Musakanda, confirmed there were no plans to appeal the sentence at the moment.
Obviously, we are in pain about it, but we've seen that the judgment is considered his plight as well. I think he showed a lot of contrition, and the judge took note of that. And we are happy at least they understood him anyway.
Kuchata was jointly charged with Solomon Makumbe, Silas Fupa, and Boman Gwenya, all of whom have military connections. The three are due in court next week. The case has sucked in Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana, who was arrested for withdrawing charges against Makumbe and Fupa before plea so that they could become state witnesses in the matter. Tomana is now facing charges of abusing his office and is currently out of jail after posting $1,000 bail. Harare resident Simon Mare said the sentence was fair given that the accused had not wasted the court's time. But Harare lawyer and spokesperson of the People's Democratic Party, Jacob Mafume, said the sentence was too harsh and urged the Kuchata family to appeal the sentence.
I'm still trying to look at where the terrorism and other high-sounding serious car crimes is coming from. And I think that the sentence in itself is excessive. This was a private property. It has nothing to do with the state. The attempt was thwarted. There was nothing that was bent, not even a single grass was bent.
The case will be reviewed by a High Court judge in the next 7 days. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Reports of growing tension in the ruling ZANU-PF party have reached fever pitch levels. Today, amid reports that buses loaded with demonstrators will be heading to Harare Wednesday for the weekly Politburo meeting. According to the Herald, members of the party's Women's League and National Commissar Xavier Kasukuwere are organizing demonstrations against Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, Chairman Christopher Mutswangwa of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, and also Presidential Spokesperson George Charamba. Over the past weeks, words have been exchanged between the various groups, most notably between Mutswangwa and Education Minister Jonathan Moyo. An estimated crowd of about 10,000 is expected, according to the Herald.
If your question is, are we going to block them? We are currently consulting because, you see, they are trying to use a strategy whereby they are going to cause our women fight war veterans. They would do that because as they are coming, they have not been told exactly what they are coming for. And war veterans now cannot be seen to be fighting their own supporters. And in any case, you see, they are coming from rural areas. That's where war veterans are. And we are not going to cause any problems between our supporters and the war veterans.
But Mr. Matemadanda, are there no other means to talk to the other group in the party so that there won't be any sniping at each other and calling each other names?
Well, other means, this is what we are talking about, because they had tried to cause a physical conflict between war veterans and the Women's League. And because, you know, war veterans are strategists, they are not going to be drawn into that. Talking about it or over it, tomorrow the president is going to preside over a Politburo meeting, and we are looking forward to seeing solutions being proffered towards these problems. And maybe we might see sanity from there onwards.
That was Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association Secretary General Victor Mutemadanda speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.